presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim.
When we left Jungle Jim Bradley last week, he was talking to the shell-shocked Ronnie Hawkins, whom he surprised following Shanghai Lil. Jim seized him, ripped open his shirt, disclosing a long scar across the chest. Positive proof of the identity of Ronald Hawkins. In the meantime, Shanghai Lil, who had been with Jim when Ronnie approached, made her way back to camp, where she was faced by Botan. The prince, angry because she had disobeyed his orders and gone into the jungle, questioned her closely, telling her that he had heard his prisoners, Myra Trent and Peter Hawkins, talking of her. At this, Lil became angry, and the scene ended as she offered to join forces with him, telling him that if she were running the camp, she would have Peter Hawkins shot and make Myra her personal slave. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Shanghai Lil and Prince Bhutan are talking in Bhutan's hut.
So, Mr. Vril, you advise me to have the Ancient One Hawkins shot.
Why not? He tried to kill you, didn't he?
That is true.
Then turn him over to me. I'll show you how to get him out of the way. You've been too easy, Prince Bhutan. Here's a chance to show your men that you mean business.
You are right. But first we will dispose of the girl. Daharat.
Yes, master, you call.
Bring the girl Myra Trent here immediately.
Yes, master, it shall be as you command.
When she gets here, let me talk to her, Prince Bhutan. I'll show you how to handle meddlers.
That will be most interesting. When I caught Miss Trent talking with the man Hawkins, I told her that I would send for her within an hour. She knows that she is to be questioned.
But she doesn't know that I'll do the questioning. That may come as a surprise to her.
I imagine that it will.
Let me try to hear, master.
Show her in.
All right, come on. I want to talk to you. Close that door, slave. What are you going to do to me, Prince Bhutan?
That is in the hands of Mr. Vril, Miss Trent.
Mr. Vril? Why, I don't understand. You understand, all right, when I get through with you. I believe that you claim to know me, Miss Trent.
No, I never said that.
You were talking about me with your friend Hawkins, weren't you?
I only told him that you were here. I didn't say that I knew you.
Answer my question. You were talking about me?
Yes. I said that you came and that your plane had crashed.
But all you've been doing is talking ever since I got here. First, it was some lie about Prince Bhutan.
That's not true. I didn't lie about him.
Did you tell me that he ambushed a caravan in Jumba Pass and that you and Hawkins and a slave named Kolu were taken prisoner?
That's true.
The facts may be true, but you've twisted them. Prince Bhutan has just told me how you and your friends tried to kill him. I know the whole story now.
Prince Bhutan has lied to you. He was the one who made the attack. He murdered Jungle Jim Bradley and took Mr. Hawkins and me prisoner.
Be careful, Miss Trent. I do not permit even women to call me a liar.
But it's the truth.
Silence!
Let me handle this, Prince Bhutan.
Very well.
Now, Miss Trent, you say that a certain Jungle Jim was murdered.
Yes.
Who was he? Your boyfriend? Answer me. Was this Jungle Jim Bradley your sweetheart?
He was a wonderful man.
A wonderful man? I thought so. You were in love with this man, and so you lied, Myra Trent.
No.
Lied to cover the fact that Jungle Jim Bradley tried to kill Prince Bhutan.
That's not true. I don't know who you are, but you're making a terrible mistake.
I think you're the one who has made the mistake, Miss Trent. It's true that you don't know me, but you will know me from now on. You know what I'm going to do with you? I'm going to make you my personal slave.
Slave?
Yes, slave. Now, get out until I call you.
Oh, please, you must listen to me.
Shut up, slave. Oh. That'll teach you not to talk unless you're spoken to. Now, get out.
You have done well, Mr. Bill. You seem to understand my message perfectly.
I understand how to get what I want, Prince Bhutan. Now, send for the man, Hawkins.
At once, Miss Gibril.
Hawkins.
Nearby in the jungle, another scene has been taking place. Jungle Jim Bradley is talking to the man he now knows to be Dr. Ronald Hawkins of London.
I tell you, you're Dr. Ronald Hawkins of London. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you?
I am the tiger. I kill. I kill. Let me go.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Sit still, I tell you. Sit still. Ronnie. There. That's better. Ronnie, don't you remember the war? You were in it.
The war? Yes. I kill. Sometimes I see men die all around me. Explosions, screams, wounded men.
You were in that war, Ronnie. That's where you got that scar across your chest.
The scar? Where is he? Where is the man with the bayonet? He did it. I'll kill him.
The war was a long time ago, Ronnie. It's all over now.
No. No. I see the men. They're marching. Let me go. I've got to go with them.
Ronnie, listen to me. The war is all over, I tell you. It's gone. Don't you understand? It's gone.
Gone.
That's right. It's been all over for more than 20 years, Ronnie. You're all through fighting. You're Dr. Ronald Hawkins.
I'm Dr. Hawkins.
That's right. And the man who was Bhutan's prisoner is your father.
The old one?
Yes. He's your father, Ronnie. And you've got to protect him.
His face. I've seen it before.
Of course you have. You've seen it many times.
I've seen his face. I knew it. That's why I didn't whip him when Bhutan told me to.
What's that?
I didn't hit him with a whip. I only pretended to. I told him to scream so that Bhutan would hear him.
You did that?
Bhutan thought that I whipped him, but I didn't. I didn't.
Ronnie, listen to me. Listen to me, Ronnie. Now you're beginning to understand. That man, the old one, is your father. Bhutan is holding him prisoner.
The old one is my father.
That's right. And Bhutan is his enemy. He tried to kill him.
The old one. I must save him.
You've got to protect him with your life, Ronnie. If Bhutan plans anything, I want you to come here and tell me.
Bhutan will never kill him. I won't let him.
That's it. Now, if anything happens, I want you to come here. I'm your friend, Ronnie. Come here to me. We can't let anything happen to the old one.
The old one. Protect him.
With your life, Ronnie.
I killed Bhutan. Let me go.
Ronnie, let me go. No, no.
Let me go. I killed him.
Ronnie.
I killed Bhutan.
Ronnie, come back. Come back here, Ronnie.
Meanwhile, back in Bhutan's camp, Peter Hawkins is about to face Lil.
Daharat.
Yes, Master.
Bring the Ancient One here at once.
At once, Master.
You know, Prince, I'm anxious to see this man, Hawkins. You said he was an Englishman, didn't you?
That is correct.
Most of them are stubborn. But I'll show you how to make him squirm.
You surprise me, Mr. Vreeli. I didn't know that there were women in the Western world like you.
What do you mean by that, Prince?
In you, I find the strength and coldness of purpose I had given up looking for, even in men. We could accomplish great things together, you and I.
Prince Bhutan, I don't believe that I fully understand what you mean.
You surprise me, Mr. Vril. I have found your perception unusually keen.
Maybe I do understand, Prince. I understand that the operation of a few emerald mines is a small job for a man of your strength.
Suppose I told you that my time was not entirely occupied with my emerald mine.
Well, if you did, it wouldn't surprise me.
There are many other products of India that are valuable. Ivory, for example.
But ivory comes from further south, and your headquarters are here.
China provides a great ivory market, Mr. Vril. Upper Burma is near. Shall we say, China's back door?
China's back door? I think that I begin to understand.
When one carries valuables to the marketplace, it is often wise to go by the back road. For by going that way, The wise one is less likely to meet those with whom he would have to divide his riches.
And both ivory and emeralds are valuable contraband, Prince Bhutan, and so...
We will talk about it again, Mr. Brin. For the present, there are other matters I would discuss.
The old sahib is here, Master.
Bring him in.
You will enter in at once.
So that's him. Leave him here, Clarence.
Yes, Master.
Stand guard outside the door. Let me know as soon as the tiger returns.
As you command, Master.
Mr. Hawkins, you wanted to see Mr. Vril. He is here, as you see.
How do you do, Mr.
So you're Hawkins.
Yes.
Well, now that you've seen me, what have you got to say? Is my face as familiar as you thought my name was?
I must have been wrong.
I've never seen you. I thought I knew you.
You find that you were mistaken.
I've never seen this lady before.
So, well, Mr. Hawkins, it might interest you to know that Prince Bhutan has turned you and Miss Trent over to me.
What does she mean, Prince Bhutan?
Why don't you ask her, Mr. Hawkins?
That won't be necessary, Prince. You'll find out soon enough.
He is yours. Do with him as you will.
Hawkins, at first I was going to order you stopped. I've changed my mind now that I've seen you. I think that you will be more valuable to us as a slave.
You're no better than Bhutan. You'll make no slave of me.
You don't seem to understand. I'm sparing your life.
Perhaps it's not worth it, Mr. Brady.
I think so, Prince. Ivory is heavy. You haven't too many men.
Ivory? He's in with you, Bhutan, as a part of your smuggling ring. Well, you've got my son Ronnie as one of your tools. But I'll do none of your dirty work.
What's that? What's he talking about?
The mad one. The tiger. It's his son, Mr. Reed.
I'm glad to know that. It gives me an idea.
What do you mean?
You'll do what I tell you to do.
What?
As long as you behave as a slave should, your son will live. Disobey my orders and you sign his death warrant.
You mean to say that you killed my Ronnie?
We understand each other perfectly, Mr. Hawkins. If you refuse to obey me or attempt to escape... your son will be shot.
Master, the tiger comes.
Where is Bhutan? I killed...
Quick, Dharat, hand me the whip.
Bhutan, if you lay a hand on my father, I'll kill you.
Will Bhutan escape from the crazed Ronnie? And what about Jungle Jim Bradley? Is he still safe in his hiding place in the old mine? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kid, Jiggs and Maggie, Skippy, Barney Google, Fritz and Casper, the Little King, Flash Gordon, and the famous page, Gags and Gals. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.